a lot of people say, you know, the Thriller album, Off the Wall album, of course I love those albums, but me personally, growing up, I grew up on the Bad album. That was my album. So I had Dirty Diana, that had Smooth Criminal, Man in the Mirror. But this song, as a producer, I just admire the instrumentation of this song, because it's so funky and it's got instruments doing these intricate patterns. And it's one of those songs that doesn't have like a chorus, you know. It's kind of the chorus is the setup, which is sending out a major love and this is our message to you. That part for me is the best pre-chorus ever written. It's like such a liftoff. And then he just hits him, and the payoff is, you know, you're just another part of me. And then the band comes back in, and it just shows, man, Michael Jackson is the king.
Was he a big, big influence on you?
Absolutely. I think anybody my age, you know, Michael Jackson was pop culture. He was everything. Like, you would rush home and... there was no YouTube back in my day. I sound like an old man, geez. You know, but you would rush home and turn on MTV and just cross your fingers that they play Billie Jean or Thriller or Bad or Smooth Criminal. And I just remember loving this song so much. And as a kid, you know, putting my socks on and moonwalking across the house to another part of me.
But you, as well as people who were, you know, you were growing up alongside, as well, like Michael Jackson, you were also interested in older music, weren't you? You took in a lot of that sort of stuff.
Yeah, because of my father, put me onto a lot of 1950s rock and roll, doo-wop, and of course Motown. That's where I got into the Jackson 5 and Marvin Gaye.
Yeah, your father was a musician.
And he was actually a Latin percussionist, so yeah. I also had a little bit of that as a background.
Mm. It's good to have all those influences coming in on you.
Yeah, it really messes you up.
It gives you a wider brief, I was thinking, but you know, messes you up is a good way of putting it.
I don't know who I am.
Bruno Mars, there's the name. Right, okay, and it's Willie Nelson you've chosen next with Always On My Mind.
Wow, yeah, what a beautiful song. You know, a lot of people, Elvis has done this song, and Brenda Lee, I think, has done it, and but Willie Nelson's version, there's something real cool about the way he sings this song, because Willie Nelson is the dude's dude. And for him to be singing a song like basically admitting maybe I didn't treat you as good as I should have, and then when they hit the chorus and it says you were always on my mind, it's just beautiful, you know. And I love these classic love songs, because it's something that just people want to hear, you know, people want to feel. And I'm definitely one of those people that definitely feels something when I hear this song.